This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Survivors of childhood sexual abuse are pushing for a change to Colorado's constitution. The move comes after the state Supreme Court struck down part of a law passed in 2021 meant to help victims. The law had allowed civil lawsuits to be filed after the statute of limitations ran out. State Representative Matt Soper was an original sponsor. He wants a ballot initiative and is working to get a supermajority of lawmakers to agree in the next session.
I believe there's momentum. The question is there two-thirds momentum in both chambers?
Survivors say they will testify in support of the legislation. States like California, Louisiana, and Georgia allow people who were sexually abused as children to file civil claims as adults. Opponents of Aurora's Strong Mayor ballot initiative have filed a lawsuit against the move. The suit claims the ballot petition violates election laws due to inaccurate language. If successful, the ballot initiative would completely change Aurora's local government from a city council manager system into a strong mayor system. The lawsuit was filed by a former Aurora City Council member who is against the change. Overnight commuters traveling on US 6 through Clear Creek Canyon should rethink their commute for the foreseeable future. The freeway, which runs just west of Golden, will be closed Sundays through Thursdays from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. The first phase of closures will be for trail construction work. Closure times will vary by season. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Along the Front Range, there is a slight chance of rain later this afternoon into the evening. In Grand Junction, there is a red flag warning later this afternoon for high fire danger. Coming up next, it's Fresh Air. We'll hear from the author of a new memoir about how he's slowly been going blind for the last 20 years.